My name's Andy Muir. You're listening to The Muster on Hokanui. Before we wrap up, we are catching up with Tim McRae. He is chair of the Edendale Aquifer Group, of course involved with Thriving Southland, talking to us about a great new group which has been up and running, the Edendale Aquifer Group. Tim, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Hey, cheers for joining us this afternoon. Now, that we're learning about what the catchment groups are doing all the time, but the Edendale Aquifer Group is a bit of a, well, it's a shoot-off or a run-off, to coin a, without coining a phrase that could probably be classified as more of a pun. Tell us about it.
So the Edendale Aquifer Group was an offshoot of the original Three Rivers Group that was set up in 2016 with Land and Water Plan. We've only been going just over a year in terms of being separated out and identifying ourselves as Edendale Aquifer Group. So, yeah, just over a year old.
Quite a lot of interest when it comes to the Aquifer Group?
It's improving and gaining more. As some of the work that we're leading into with predominantly to date has been water quality testing and being involved with land and water science. As we get some more of that information that comes to light, and I think as people can see how those results impact them, we'll start to get more and more traction. But I guess we're never happy unless we're at 100% community engagement, which we're not there yet. So
it's an intriguing subject, if nothing else, though, isn't it? What's underneath the ground?
Yeah, so obviously, like on this western side of the river, we're pretty unique in the fact that we don't have a lot of tile drains and a lot of creeks. So there's farms down the sea, we're down straight here, that don't actually have a creek or a tile drain on their farm. And I guess that's where the term aquifer group came about, the name, because while we farm on top of the ground, there's a lot of water that travels through underneath what we farm on, so that's how we try to include those that don't actually have streams on their place. So.
Now, the upcoming event on the 31st of March, there's going to be a barbie thrown in there as well. Sounds like an interesting occasion and one for people to get a bit more information. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so what we've done to date is we've got five case study farms from the catchment. That Dairy NZ have put into their modelling, both through Farmax and Overseer. And they've done some scenarios for those farms on how they can go about reducing nitrate. There's a list of about 20 different levers, I suppose, that we can pull. So they're going to present some of that data on those five case study farms. They'll talk a wee bit about their plantain potency program they've got going, and alongside that's their low nitrogen system experts to share some knowledge with that. And then at the end we'll have a farmer panel with those five case study farms, and we will talk to that a bit, and that's going to be led by Miranda Hunter. And the reason we've got Miranda involved, I suppose, is just to fact check and look at those leads that we can pull from the local level and say, are they relevant? And just put some truth to them, I suppose. So, yeah, and then as you said, Fonterra have kindly donated a barbecue once we're all tidied up at the end of the day. So, yeah, it should be really good.
Tell us a bit more about the five case study farms. These are always interesting comparisons.
Yeah, so what we've done there is we've tried to, as much as we could, we've tried to spread them out across the catchment. We've tried to pick different farming systems that are a representation of our catchment. And because what that will then allow Dairy NZ to do, once they've got that, is they'll be able to scale that up to a catchment size model and determine economic and nutrient impacts for the entire catchment. So, but yeah, we're obviously, like a lot of people down here, have got off-paddock infrastructure, so we have to get some with that and some without. Some people have runoffs within the catchment, so we have to select some farms with that. And then most of the farm systems down this way on the Dairy NZ scale would be between a system two to, we might have one or two system fives, but predominantly that's system three and four. So, yeah, we tried to get as good a representation as we could.
Now, Tim, people who are wishing to sign up to attend, what's the due process?
So if they have a look on our Facebook page, there will be the flyer will be put up on there for them to come along to. On that is the contact details for either myself or Tessa Miller, our Thriving Southland coordinator. And there's an email address on there if they would like to email. But, yeah, by all means, just reply on the Facebook page. Either give Tessa or myself a ring or a text, or there's an email address there as well.
Tim McRae, Chair of the Edendale Aquifer Group in conjunction with Thriving Southland. Thanks for the yarn on the muster this afternoon.
Cool. Thank you very much, Andy.